All right, y'all. I'm in here with one of my favorite vocalists, y'all. One of my favorite vocalists, Eddie Owens' favorite vocalist, my man Glenn Jones. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Ed?
Everything good, man?
It's all good, man. It's all gravy.
That's good, man. That's good, man. So Glenn, man, we got to talk, man. I mean, you're here in Charlotte tonight.
Yeah.
Got a lot of fans here, man. A lot of people here, man, love your music, have loved your music over the years, man.
Yeah.
Me being one of those people, man. And I've gotten calls all week, man, about, man, what is he going to do? What is he? I'm serious. People are like, what is he going to do? What's he going to perform? Because, you know, you got a body of music, man. So
yeah.
You got to kind of tease the people, Glenn, let them know what you're going to do, man.
Well, we definitely going to do the songs that, the hit makers, you know, songs like We've Only Just Begun and
Absolutely.
I've Been Searching and Show Me and Baby Come Home, you
That's
know, all the good stuff, you know, We've Only Just Begun. And, you know, we're going to do some other stuff, man. I don't want to give everything away.
Right, right. You don't want to fill it all out
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So as far as Glenn Jones, the artist, man, what is Glenn Jones working on right now?
Man, I finished a new project. I haven't released it yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know, the whole record thing is so different now.
Oh, yeah.
Records and radio, all that stuff is different.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just in the midst of looking for the right distribution situation.
Okay.
I've been featured on some other projects. I have a record called Because of You that's featured on a project called Jimmy B and Friends, which is probably one of the only R&B songs on there. You know, we got people like Phil Perry and Joe Albright, you know, some other jazz artists on there. Did a record with Kim Waters, who's an incredible jazz saxophonist.
Right.
We did an R&B record together called I Want to Love You. You know,
okay.
Got that happening. And I've just been touring a lot, man, working a lot. Matter of fact, I flew in from Jamaica this morning.
Okay.
I got to fly back tomorrow
because
I'm gigging there this weekend, you know, for Mother's Day, you know.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
I've been blessed, man. I've been working a lot and just, you know, doing my thing.
Man, that's beautiful, Glenn. That's beautiful, man. And I was just, it's funny, we were just outside in the hallway, man, and me and my man G. Mitch, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Who's one of the owners of Vibrations, man, I told him and my girl Kim Martin, who's one of the salespeople here, I told them they didn't know that Glenn Jones, that's right, y'all, this one, put this in the factoid book, man. Glenn Jones was the first R&B artist, man, to do the remix with my man Jay-Z.
Bruh, you could knock me on the floor when you said that, man. I'm like, how does dude know that, man? Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I remember buying a single, man. It's a spot here in Charlotte, Glenn, called Camelot Music.
I remember Camelot.
Remember Camelot?
Yes, sir.
I bought the single out of Camelot, man. And on the flip side, it had the remix, Clark
Good
Kent
thing.
Remix.
That's right.
Featuring Jay-Z. I had heard of Jay-Z. I was like, you know, let me check him out. But he went in on it, man.
Yeah.
But you, sir, the record itself is dope. A lot of people don't know about that good thing,
Thank
man.
Thank you, man. Matter of fact, I remember Jay-Z opening for me in New York, you know, back in the day. I'm like, you know, who is this kid, man? You
Right.
And then Clark hooked up, you know, the remix. And, man, you know, I just kind of filed it in the back, you know.
Right.
And like, seeing him now, man, it's incredible. I'm like, this dude is on my record. You know,
right.
This guy was the first, this was the first record that I did with that kind of, you know, that hip-hop feel to it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
man.
So I was saying, like, look, I need to call Jay-Z right now. I said, look here, man, it's your boy now, man. I was the first one to put you on. You know, you need to help a brother out, you know?
Right.
Showing up.
That's it, man. That's it. That's
yeah,
what's
man.
Up, man. That's cool, Glenn, man. But I tell you, man. I'm excited, man. I'll be in the house tonight, definitely.
Cool.
Coming to check you out, man. And anything
no
you want to say to the fans out there?
Man, I love coming to Charlotte. I always have. And like you said, you know, they've always supported my music and loved it. And the response, you know, when I do come and perform, man, it's overwhelming. So I'm just looking forward to having a good time tonight. And just looking forward to being able to make this weekend maybe special for the mothers. You know,
right.
Mothers are so important, man. You know, my mother was definitely key in me being who I am right now. She made me the man that I am today.
Right.
You know,
right.
And helped me to be in the music business. So
right.
I just want to pay tribute to them. And we're going to have a good time.
That's okay. What's up, man. So, Glenn, thanks so much for coming by, man.
Glenn
thank you, Jones Ed. Live tonight, man. He's going to tear it down. And the station is?
105.3.